Thank you for joining us in a place where we all can connect with the wisdom of the heart and allow the outdated habits of thought and action to evolve. Welcome to Peace Overtures Radio with co-hosts David Barnes and Sue Ann McGregor.
Well, this land is yours. The sun came shining, and I was strolling.
Hello, I'm David Barnes.
And I'm Sue Ann McGregor. Welcome to Peace Overtures Radio. This week, we continue our series called Five Dimensions of Well-Being. Our focus for the next 2 weeks will be on the food dimension of well-being. To recap, the five dimensions of well-being that we're focusing on are health, food, environment, work life, and stewardship. The past 2 weeks, we've discussed the health dimension with Joe Cross's two documentaries, Fat, Sick, and Nearly Dead, and the sequel, Fat, Sick, and Nearly Dead 2. Definitely worth a listen.
Yes, and for those of you that heard those other shows, I'm still on my juice fast, wrapping up almost 2 weeks.
I'm not. And means I can be evil. I can tempt him.
Yes.
That's not exactly good community, but hey, it's fun. So if you missed these shows, no worries, mate. You can find both on our program page right here on fmgradio.com/peaceovertures. If you'd like an easy way to listen, remember you can stream the episodes on your computer or your smartphone, and each episode is available for download as an MP3 file. That's actually the way my brother does it. He downloads the MP3s and listens while he's traveling.
Clever man.
Definitely.
So this week we transition to food dimension with the episode called Food is the Linchpin of Community. Our alignment film this week is the very famous documentary Food, Inc. This 2008 film was directed by Emmy Award-winning filmmaker Robert Kenner. This film was one of the top-grossing documentaries of all time. Food, Inc. examines corporate farming in the United States, concluding that agribusiness produces food that is unhealthy in a way that is environmentally harmful and abusive of both animals and employee. The film is narrated by Michael Pollan and Eric Schlosser. Food, Inc. provides helpful insights on where our food is coming from, how animals and plants are being mistreated, and the impacts it's having on our country. So as you watch this alignment film, we want you to watch for these five key points that explain why food is the linchpin of community. And the first one is, food is an exchange between people. In our second book, It's Just Commerce, Returning Balance to Business, we wrote, commerce is defined as the exchange or buying and selling of commodities on a large scale involving transportation from place to place. The word commerce derives from the combination of two Latin words, com, meaning together, and merx, meaning goods. It can also be defined as an exchange between people. Now, we see commerce as that last point, an exchange between people. And we believe a pattern has set in that's obstructing our connection with food and consequently with each other. Food, Inc. tells the story of what happens to our food system in the past 50 years, which is, as they point out in the beginning of the film, a relatively short period of time. I guess, what does he say? It was in the last 50 years it's changed more than the last 10,000 years?
Exactly. Which is a bit sobering when you think about it like that.
Say.
In the documentary, Michael Pollan and Eric Schlosser are journalists that have researched the trends in food production. Their findings are a stark realization of the impacts our modern food production is having on both the micro and the macro levels of society. While the industrialization of our food has resulted in vast quantities, and this is because of the productivity gains and low prices, the journalists suggest it's economically and environmentally unsustainable. From our point of view, food is no longer regarded as an important and needed exchange between people. The scale of these companies has fundamentally changed our society. As a result, there's just numerous unintended consequences, creating bigger problems that we're unaware of. Food Inc. describes these consequences with vivid clarity. When you can begin to recognize that food is always an exchange between people, you can begin to be mindful about who you interact with in your food dealings. And this includes from where you buy the food, to what restaurants you go to, and to the choice of food that you buy.
This takes us to our next key point in this alignment session movie. Your food has vibrations. Now, we've all heard the old adage, you are what you eat. Apparently, this phrase took off back in 1942 when Victor Lindlar's book, You Are What You Eat, How to Win and Keep Health with Diet, was released. That seems to be the vehicle that took the phrase into the public consciousness. Apparently, we've known this truth for some time. What many of us may not realize, however, is that you ingest the vibrations of what you eat, and it affects us in ways we're not aware. So what do we mean by vibrations? Well, everything in the universe vibrates at its own frequency. You've heard us talk about this before. And all of life is based on vibrations. Whether it's a rock, a planet, a stalk of corn, or a cow, each has its own vibrations. What many of us aren't aware of is these vibrations are evidence of consciousness, the basis for all life. This concept of all living things having a consciousness is nothing new age. In fact, it's quite ancient. Consciousness in all things goes back to the Vedic and the Upanishadic times thousands of years ago. The Hindus refer to this consciousness as Purusha, and it's found in everything.
In the book, The Secret Life of Plants, authors Peter Tompkins and Christopher Bird write about the physical, emotional, and spiritual connections between humans and plants. Their studies have allowed them to conclude that plants are living, breathing, communicating creatures endowed with personality and the attributes of soul. They believe that plants may be ready, willing, and able to cooperate with humanity. Electronics specialist Pierre-Paul Savin utilized his engineering knowledge to experiment with plants to see if they were affected by human thought and emotion. He was convinced that plants had an energy field similar to humans and pondered how they could collaborate. Savin discovered a way to measure changes in the energy field of plants. Through numerous tests, Savin discovered the plants do indeed react to thoughts and emotions. They were most strongly affected by the death of living cells in their environment, especially human cells. Plants react to thoughts and emotions. This was just an incredible discovery.
It really is. And when Stevie Wonder read this book, he was so taken by it that he put music to it to try.
Really?
Yeah. And there's, I think if you Google Stevie Wonder and the Secret Life of Plants, there's a video up there with his music that put with some plants growing.
Cool.
And I mean, it really moved him.
Well, if you want to read more and how both the Soviets and the US governments tried to harness these vibrations as a resource, just read The Secret Life of Plants. Or, you know, you could even just experiment in your own house with your own plants and see what happens when you start sending them good messages. See if they grow differently.
Yeah, there's some research that's been done about that also. I think this discussion about the plants and vibration, I found this fascinating because we always think of animals having thoughts and emotions too, but we don't realize that
the plants do just as much.
It's just a great example of this consciousness we're talking about. So, you know, here's the point. Plants and animals have vibrations that react to how they're being treated. When we're not respectful with how we raise and harvest our food, it results in lower vibrations of what we ingest. How we prepare the food also changes its vibrations. The famed chef here in Dallas, Dean Fearing, is known to keep his kitchen light, fun, and not the yelling and screaming as we've seen on some television shows.
Yeah, I've watched a few of those. Yeah. I'm not real impressed.
No, it's not. It's not really great. Well, why does Dean Farring do this? Because he knows that the fun, light, and playful shows up in the vibrations of the food, just like yelling, stressed, and irritable does. You know, just think about, if you're trying to understand what we mean about this, if you stood next to someone before who's yelling and screaming, you physically feel the emotion that's coming up. Or someone's not even talking to you, and you can tell they're fuming, or you feel the emotion that's going on.
Or better still, walk into a room that feels heavy and dark. That's because somebody's been in that room before that's been upset. And that energy's been left behind. Well, that's exactly what happens if they're preparing food.
Yeah, it goes right into the food. Mm-hmm. And, you know, so here's some examples. Have you ever eaten out at a restaurant where the food tasted great, but it felt heavy and uncomfortable after you ate it? And it's like you just ate a brick. And this could be any type of food. It could literally just be a salad and you could feel that. This is usually an indication of low vibrating food. Either the ingredients are not the best, or the people preparing it are putting their stress and intensity unknowingly into the food. When it comes to food, remember, it's all about vibrations, and we have to be mindful of what we're eating because it tangibly changes our vibrations. There's really no way around it. Food inextricably links all of us, from the beginning of how it's planted, raised, harvested, to how it's prepared and ultimately served. So this takes us to our next key point. Begin to see all food as sacred. My grandparents lived on a 150-acre farm in central Pennsylvania that helped them survive the Great Depression. They lived off the land and always had plenty of food to eat. In fact, my mom tells a story about how during the Depression, people were so hungry that every meal they left an empty plate because it was not unusual for somebody to show up to the house and need food, and they would work in the field and help them, and they would feed them. Mm-hmm. So they were rich and abundant in food.
Well, there's the community.
Yeah.
The food was linking the community again.
So they never took food for granted, any of it. When a piece of bread would fall on the floor, my Nana would quickly pick it up, kiss it, and thank God for the food. She did that forever, even when, you know, she was off the farm and living in Cleveland. You know, but it wasn't just bread that she did this. You know, nobody ate until the animals were fed and the horses were taken care of, and all things were put on hold. Then at each meal, a blessing was said before anyone ate. The intention was to bless the food, each other, and express our gratitude for the bounty. My grandparents had a deep respect for all plants and animals as gifts from God.
As we mentioned earlier, this type of sacred approach to food is not new. It's very old and goes back to the indigenous cultures. The Lakota people believe that humankind and nature are one. As Black Elk, a respected Lakota holy man, was quoted as saying, "We know that we are related and are one with all things of the heavens and the earth, and we know that all the things that move are a people as we." The Lakota believe a spiritual force exists in all forms of creation, especially the food. I've had the privilege to talk with some Aboriginal elders in Australia, and it was explained to me that they always prepare for a hunt by doing ceremony. And the intent of this ceremony is that they're thanking the animals that will become their food.
That's beautiful.
It really is. They absolutely know that they have a sacred connection with the animals, and that the animal that is ready to be of service, in other words, giving its life for their food, will show itself during their hunt. They too deeply respect all food as sacred. Our modern industrialization has provided such abundance that we've kind of lost sight of the sacredness of our food. We're just unaware of how food is being treated and the effects it is having on all of us. When we remember that all food is sacred, then choices we make about what we eat and how we eat it begins to change. This week, try to practice gratitude for every meal you have, from the smallest snack to a full meal. It's a practice that will help you remember that food is sacred.
This new awareness leads us to our next key point in this alignment movie. Vote with your food. And they make this message very clear at the end of the film.
They do.
Eric Schlosser begins describing the food industry in the film by saying, "The industry doesn't want you to know the truth about what you're eating, because if you knew, you might not want to eat it." The sheer scale and size of the major food producers in our country has begun to overpower our democracy. Food Inc. drives this point with stark clarity. So what can we do about it? Well, start seeing your food as a vote for what you want to see. When you start voting with the food choices you're making, everything changes. Notice the segment in the film where Walmart is expressing the need to buy more organic food because the public is asking for it. Last week, I was listening to the Diane Rehm show, and one of her guests was saying we're importing organic corn from Romania because the demand for organic non-GMO corn was outpacing the supply available in the U.S. Apparently, about 90% of U.S. corn and soy is bioengineered, thus automatically ineligible for the organic label. Have you heard anything about this, Sue Ann?
Yeah, I have, actually. I was reading an article from Bloomberg Business that said a growing demand for organics and the near total reliance by U.S. farmers on genetically modified corn and soybeans is actually driving a surge in imports from other nations where crops largely are free of the bioengineering.
That's incredible. So we're the largest producers of corn and we're importing it in.
Yeah, they said most of the corn and soybean imported becomes feed for chickens and cows, so they can be certified organic under the U.S. Department of Agriculture guidelines. They also said that organic poultry and dairy operators shun feed made with seeds from Monsanto Company and other domestic suppliers in favor of foreign products, even as the U.S. remains the world's top grower of corn and soybeans. And as a result, imports to the U.S. of Romanian corn rose to 11.6 million in 2014 from about 500,000 the year before.
That's incredible.
It really is. And soybean imports from India more than doubled to 73.8 million.
And did you see Chipotle just recently announced that it was going to do non-GMO corn in all of its restaurants? So the tacos and the tortillas and all that stuff are going to be only sourced from non-GMO corn.
I found it interesting in the film that a farmer said near the end of the film that, hey, vote and we'll respond.
Yeah, and he's pretty passionate. You hear how
he gets
choked
said,
up.
He said, we'll step up.
Yeah, we'll do
and
it.
And so we have to tell him what we want.
Yeah.
So, do you see how powerful our food votes are? So, here are some votes you can make each week. Buy from companies that treat workers, animals, and the environment with respect. Buy only food with the highest vibrations, which is fresh and usually organic. Why does organic have higher vibrations? Well, it's because the food isn't fed chemicals to make growing faster and more efficient, and therefore, the essence of the food isn't changed. Plants and animals that are allowed to thrive without chemicals result in higher vibrations. And if you can't find organic food, buy the highest quality available. Buy as much as you can from local farmers. And support your local farmers market and make friends with them. This is a really good source of organic and high quality non-organic foods.
Plus, it's a lot of fun to stop by and see
it really
the people.
Is. Yeah. I've got one near me and I love to go on
it's
a Saturday
relaxing.
Morning.
Yeah.
And actually, the ones that are not organic, it's usually just that they're not certified organic.
That's right. That's right.
And so, but they definitely follow those sort of practices. So buy more wholesome foods and less processed foods. Eat more fruits and vegetables. And if you eat meat, just eat a little less and try to find local farmers that feed their free-range animals grass. Remember, happy animals result in happy vibrations in your food.
I like that. Happy animals result in happy vibrations.
Exactly. And then you have to be happy as you prepare it, too.
Yes.
We need to add that bit on.
Good point. Yes, I see an internet meme coming together here that we can start posting.
There we go. So support grocery stores that provide high-quality organic food. And if there's a major multinational corporation that doesn't align with your values as it pertains to food, just don't buy their stuff. Any of it.
Yeah, that's a really good point. I mean, stop railing against it. Just don't vote for them with your dollars, whoever they are. Remember, the way we spend our food dollars are more powerful than we recognize. So use that power mindfully. This takes us to our final key point. Food is the linchpin of community. Since we've moved away from an agrarian-based lifestyle, we've lost many of our fundamental connections with each other. However, more people are beginning to realize the power food has to reestablish community. In New Mexico, the Farm to Table organization works throughout the state, the region, and the nation to improve communities' access to nutritious, affordable, locally grown, culturally significant foods by linking the local food production to local needs. They work on advocacy, social enterprise facilitation that supports access to affordable, nutritious, and culturally relevant foods while creating livelihood opportunities for families. And I'm talking about this because I had an opportunity to sit down with Farm to Table's executive director and co-founder, Pam Roy. I was so impressed how they've connected farmers with schools and they help local farmers markets thrive. They've become advocates for public policy and clearly foster the links between farming, food, health, and local economies. Farm to Table is really an impressive organization building communities throughout New Mexico. Now, this is just an example of the numerous organizations and communities like Farm to Table utilizing food to bring us together. And this is going on throughout our country and on both coasts and in the middle. And it's a really inspiring change that's occurring. So if you have one of these local organizations like Farm to Table in your neighborhood, we encourage you to support them and help them to thrive.
Another thing you could think of is check in with your local school. You might find they've got a garden. That a lot of schools are now having the kids create a garden, and so that they get in touch with their food and they grow it there, and then they get to take it home to their families. And it's another way that the food is being that linchpin. And they actually, in some of the communities, what I love to see is the kids are teaching the parents.
Yeah.
Because they actually get to cook food together, do things like that. So it makes sense, especially when the kids have had the chance to put the seeds in, they grew the vegetables, then they get to see them ripe. And think about the excitement of kids. That vibration of excitement is going through that garden.
It's really wonderful.
You know, and then they pick it, and then they actually get to eat it fresh and chop it and create it into a meal. It shows a totally different, and there's that linchpin again.
There it is. Food keeps us interdependent. And when we keep it local, it connects and create community. We encourage you to begin seeing food as your connection to others. Make it a practice to celebrate with food and share your abundance with others. And practice gratitude for this abundance of all the food that's around us. And let's never take it for granted. Okay, this is the part in the show where we recap the energetic benefits of this alignment film. So, you know, just a reminder, Suanne and I did an alignment session working on these beliefs and included this and made it available to any of you that want to benefit from this work. Well, this is the part of the show where we just narrow it down to 10 key benefits, but there's many throughout the film, but these are the 10 we think are key. First, a willingness to buy the best quality food you can find. The support to be decisive about the food you're eating and the companies you're supporting. A deeper understanding of the sacredness of all food. A desire to eat the highest vibrating foods. A willingness to eat foods that are in season and organic. The support to practice giving thanks before each meal and gratitude for all who prepared it for you. And this means everyone from the cashier to the farmer to the person shipping the food, everyone in the whole process, express your gratitude for them. A deeper awareness of the beauty and sacredness of all life. A willingness to be in community with others when eating. An ability to discover innovative ways to connect with others through food. And finally, a willingness to share your food with others and celebrate being alive. So to get the energetic benefits from this alignment session, First, there's just a series of steps you have to do. If you haven't done our intention session, then you need to do this first, and then only once. And so you'll find our intention session is right here on our program page. It's also on our three websites, peaceofmindovertures.com. It's justcommerce.com, and our other book site, tamingyourdragons.com. And, you know, think of this intention session as we like to use the comparison to downloading an app on your smartphone. That once you've completed the download, you're able to run the software. Well, that's essentially is what you're doing with this intention session. And then go back and watch Food Inc. after you do this in its entirety. And, you know, if you've seen it in the past, you really need to see it again after doing the intention session. Now, we know it's available on Netflix. It's also on all the streaming outlets. You could probably find it at your library. And so it's widely available. If you've enjoyed the show and would like more movies to assist with your emotional experience, consider buying our book, Taming Your Dragons. When you use the code FMGRADIO in all caps, you'll save 25% off Taming Your Dragons or our other book, It's Just Commerce. Both these books are available at our bookstore, pomomarket.com, or you can find them a link on our company store, peaceofmindovertures.com, or each book's websites, tamingyourdragons.com and itsjustcommerce.com. Now remember, put in FMGRADIO in all caps as a coupon code when you're checking out, and you'll save a one-time 25% off. And when you buy two or more books, the shipping's on us. Let's take a short break, and when we return, Sue Ann will take us through this week's alignment process session. So don't go away. Has your relationship with food, your body, and your weight been an emotional issue for most of your life? Are you ready to change the way you feel about you, the food you eat, and how it affects you? We created the Food, Body, Weight, Keeping Things in Proportion Alignment Session to help you discover a whole new relationship with this huge human pattern. It's now available for only $25. This powerful alignment session has been designed to shift the intensity about your beliefs and begin to heal these patterns so that what you eat will have less impact on how it affects your body, your self-image, and how you feel about yourself. If you're ready to make a powerful shift to more balance with your food and your body, then this alignment session is for you. It's now available on fmgradio.com/peaceovertures for only $25. Buy your food, body, weight alignment session today right here on fmgradio.com for only $25 and discover a whole new relationship with food. Get yours today and discover more balance and peace of mind. Welcome back. Sue Ann, what do you have for us this week?
Well, I was thinking about this need for us to be more mindful. So I called this, Are You Conscious? Well, when we combine the head and the heart by allowing our thoughts and actions to be filtered by our hearts, it actually allows us to be much more conscious of our tendencies and the choices we're making in each moment. Involving the heart allows our thoughts and actions to be considered rather than unconscious ways of thinking and doing. Unconsciously thinking and doing shows up in all areas of our lives. We continue to do something the same way because it's the way we've always done it. Or we continue to think about a subject in the same way because it's the view we've always heard from our parents. Or the exact opposite, as you see with teenagers.
Yeah, that's true.
Driving is another great example. Think about the last time you drove to your work. We all have a tendency to go unconscious instead of considering perhaps a different route or making the trip more enjoyable with music or listening to a book or a radio talk.
That's a really good point. We all slip into the mindless sort of...
You know, you get to work and you go, how did I do that?
It's like we're a bunch of ants following each other.
Exactly. The good thing is that being conscious can become a habit too. So with daily practice, you can polish your skills and increase your awareness of how and when you become unconscious. Even a few minutes each day of being conscious of your choices will add up to big progress. So please don't try to make it a 24/7 practice to make sure you're being conscious. Don't try to force yourself to change. Why? Well, because the underlying fear will create blocks and barriers, so it just won't serve you. The goal is to stay in the flow and grow. Notice what I said there. You want to be in the flow, but you're also just growing a little.
Stay in the flow and grow.
Exactly. So what we're going to do right now is we're going to say some intentions together that we all want to align with. And what I mean by align with is we want to start embodying these intentions. Well, to embody the intentions, we have to be on the same frequency as those intentions. That's no different than when you want to listen to a radio station, you have to be on the frequency of that radio station. So you actually have to turn your dial to that radio station. And that's what we want, is we want to align with these intentions. So let's say the intentions together. And then what we're going to do is a modality, which is just an activity to align ourselves with them. So say the intentions with me. I allow my thoughts and actions to be filtered by my heart. I release my unconscious tendencies. I embrace daily practice. I practice being conscious in thought and deed. I embrace being conscious as a new habit. I allow myself to flow and grow. So the modality we're going to do right now to assist us in aligning with these intentions is called oxygen breath. And this one's real easy. So all you have to do is inhale fully and then relax and hold your breath to the count of 10 to 15 seconds. And then you're going to exhale slowly and relax. So let's do it together. Inhale. You're going to consciously allow yourself to relax while holding your breath and count to about 10 to 15. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. Now exhale slowly and relax. And you can just do this several times. So I'm just going to give you a moment to do it a couple more times and we'll do it with you.
That's really relaxing.
It is. It's actually a good practice to get into whenever you're feeling stressed. So inhale, relax and hold, and just count quietly to yourself for about 10 to 15 seconds. And now exhale and relax. So well done. You've now just aligned yourself with those intentions, so that you can practice this week being conscious in both your thoughts and your actions.
This is really terrific. Thank you, Sue Ann. Are you conscious? We'll have to keep that conscious.
Yes.
This week.
I will remind you.
Yes. Oh, I'll be happy to remind you too. Well, that wraps up our show for this week. Next week, we'll continue our food dimension of well-being with another alignment movie to discuss. We hope you'll join us on our journey to well-being. Thank you for being with us today.
Blessings.
Thank you for collaborating with us today and creating more peace in the world. Please join us next week as we align with new beliefs and emotional patterns through movies. Be sure to visit fmgradio.com/peaceovertures for replays and ways to connect with us. Wishing you a week filled with joy and increasing peace of mind.